Joining us right now, a very special guest. She has a brand new single out as well. It is called Circles on the Water. Her name is Samantha Jade. She's labelled Australia's sweetheart here on the press release. Hey, Samantha.
Oh, that's nice. Hello.
How are you going today, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Now, your new single, it's out. What's it all about, though? Like, what's the story behind this one?
It's a love song, you know, it's about love and circles on the water, meaning, you know, they start off as a little circle on the water and make a big impact, and meaning that the little things in relationships is what makes a relationship, you know, what makes you actually love someone.
Yeah, right. I can relate to those type of things because that's why you fall in love with someone in the first place. Yeah. Those little idiosyncrasies that no one else loves.
And Honestly, that's exactly right. All hate.
Yes, exactly right.
Hey, but this is about the love side.
Oh, which is good. And speaking of love, as I just mentioned, it says that you're Australia's sweetheart. Is that self-proclaimed or are you given that? Or how do I become Australia's sweetheart?
I mean, I don't know because I didn't know I was that. So I can't give you any tips, but I really like that. That's really sweet.
Yeah, your record label's very nice to you.
Yeah, they are nice to me.
Now, Samantha Jade, not only do you have a brand new single out, but you've got a brand new collection of makeup out with Models Prefer, teaming up with Priceline as well.
Yeah.
Now, this is your second release of Models Prefer makeup, is that right?
Yeah, the second one. And it's so amazing to even have a makeup line. Someone said to me the other day, you know, you're the first Australian artist that actually has a makeup line, which is kind of crazy to
think. That's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. That's pretty amazing. So to be on my second is just really cool. And I love makeup. It's always been something that I have, you know, rushed to Priceline to get the newest, you know, whatever it may be, brush or, you know, illuminator or whatever they're doing at the time. And so to have your own product in a shop that you've shopped at is incredible. And the second line is so exciting. We've added lots of colour. I really love it. So I'm hoping that people try it and love it and feel beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, I'm having a look at the line now. You've got Sparkle Dust. You've got all of the lights, eyeshadow palette. You've got a whole heap of stuff here. How much input, though, did you have in making these?
A lot. So we actually, the first line we developed over about 2.5 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's been in the pipeline for a long time. It's one of those things that you just can't talk about that you're so excited about. So we went back and forth a lot of time. I had to choose all the colours, make sure they were all right. I had to choose, obviously, the feel, you know. The eyeshadow at first was too powdery. Then it came back, it was too glittery. So we just went back and forth, back and forth. You get it. You get it, you know. But, yeah, so you just got to go back and forth because I do makeup, I never wanted it to not be good product.
Absolutely.
Just on that, Samantha, have you been giving this or to friends and family as gifts now, your makeup line?
Oh, they'll never get anything ever again. I mean, that they're only getting makeup from me.
The thing is, if you do, is it one of those gifts that you give and you're not entirely sure if the person that you give it to is using it or not, but they sort of take it out when you come around and visit them at home?
Like the old school jumper?
Yes, exactly.
Grandma's jumper?
Yeah.
In 10 years, I'm still giving it out. I've got this for the last 10 years.
Are you worried that you go over to your friend's house and they're not using your makeup range?
Oh, I'll be very angry. No. No, I do give it to all my friends, though, you know, and my closest relatives, because I want them to love it. And I also love feedback. Like, this second range has been pretty much decided by the fans and my family and my friends, because I always ask, okay, what would you like to see more of, and what do you think about this? And that's why we brought colour in, because everyone was saying they wanted to see colour in the second range.
It is absolutely awesome. Hey, we're chatting with Samantha Jade. Stick around. We'd love to play a game with you. Samantha, how often do you go to your own Wikipedia page?
Oh, not very often.
Excellent.
This could be interesting, then.
We're going to play the Wikipedia quiz right after this.
Okay.
Joining us right now is Samantha Jade. She has a brand new single out. It is called Circles on the Water. She's also got a makeup line as well, available exclusively at Priceline. Samantha, we asked you just before your Wikipedia page. Have you ever been there or read much about yourself?
I can't say I have. I don't think I've been to that page for years. Maybe 5 years ago, maybe.
Wow. So you don't update it yourself?
No. Oh, I didn't even know I could do that.
All right. Anyone can, unfortunately.
So
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
What we're going to do, Samantha, is play a little game. It's called the Wikipedia quiz. So Claire and I have been to your Wikipedia page. We're going to ask you questions about yourself according to Wikipedia. So how well do you know yourself through Wikipedia, if that makes any sense?
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. Samantha Jade, according to Wikipedia, you are an ARIA award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, and former child, what?
It would be model.
That is correct.
Woo!
Well
but
done.
But can I just clarify something? When it says model, it means that I did modelling. I wasn't one of those beauty pageant kids.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
My mum and dad would just be so upset if that's what people thought.
Thanks for clarifying that. Well, wasn't an official question, but thanks for clearing that up for us, Tara.
Okay, our next one. According to Wikipedia, Samantha Jade, who are your musical influences?
Oh. Beyonce?
That is correct. There are two more.
There's two more?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just telling you what I think. Obviously, the person who wrote this thinks I have two more.
Mm.
Beyonce.
What about a clue?
Yeah, can I have a clue? Oh,
recently got divorced from a billionaire.
Mariah Carey. Why am I answering your questions about you?
I know, I love it.
Someone named Robin.
Who's Robin?
Robin.
Yes.
Oh, she's a Swedish artist. She's amazing. Oh. Yeah. She actually was a big influence for me when I was writing my record. Wow, these people know their stuff.
Okay, finally, your final question in the Wikipedia quiz with Samantha Jade. According to Wikipedia, at the age of 9, you won a talent show. What song did you sing?
Oh,
Amazing Grace.
Oh, I nailed it. Samantha Jade, you edited your own page, didn't you?
Are you sure you didn't know that you couldn't edit?
I'm positive, and I'm actually going to go make some changes.
What are you going to add in Australia, sweetheart?
Yeah, of course. That's going to be it's going to say Samantha Jade in brackets, Australia's sweetheart.
And if you don't right after this interview, I'm actually going to do it myself.
Okay, go for it. You do it because it's actually maybe cheesy me doing it alone. So
no,
you go for it.
It's fine. Samantha Jade, your new single, Circles on the Water, is out now, as well as your fantastic cosmetics range available at Priceline. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
No worries. Thank you, guys.